We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. Well, never gets old, man. And it pops up, the old quarterback position in the National Football League. And, of course, the draft is right around the corner. Nice enough to join us this morning, Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. Mike, thank you so much. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
No, and it's all, listen, man, down here, it's we're always looking, and we'll get into some of the positions, but if radio people around the country that have a big mouth in NFL markets were to go around and we were to actually let them be general managers, they'd all be fired for trying to pick the right quarterback. How do you feel about this group, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and Anthony Richardson?
I think it's a really talented group. I don't think quarterback classes like this come around every year. And truthfully, compared to last year, there's probably five guys I'd put above any quarterback in last year's class. So I think it's a great group. I think you'll see that come draft day. But I do think of that, I still think Bryce Young's the one you want in this class. I think he has that it factor, the playmaking ability that just you can't coach, that that the elite guys in the NFL have, that everyone's searching for. So size, frame, whatever, I don't think it's that big a deal. It's more the bigger deal is for that is injury risk rather than how it's going to actually impact him on football field. But on football field, I think he is the guy you want in this class.
The guy that's closer to home here for us, it went to Florida, is Anthony Richardson and all that potential. But if you watched him play, he would have a good game, but he had some games where he was really rough throwing the ball. How do you feel about him? I know everybody's talked about his potential. He was a big hit at the Combine, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think the scouting report on him is obvious, right? The tools are as good as maybe you'll ever see at the quarterback position in terms of what he can do as a runner, what kind of arm strength he has. Like, it is really all there to be molded, but you just can't help watching his tape and come away feeling like he's just an inconsistent guy. And now some of that's, you know, first year as a starter, that will improve to a degree, but quarterback's a position where you don't really want inconsistency, right? You want the guy who is going to do the right thing 99.9% of the time, because it's that one bad mistake a game that really costs you. So I'd be worried. He's the biggest wild card in this draft class. You better trust your offensive coordinator, and head coach to have a plan to develop this guy. Because if you're just throwing him in a situation, expecting him to be the starter, and then maybe you get a regime change after year one, and he's thrown into maybe a bad organization, I think it could go south for him.
If you don't mind, I'm bringing back here to the Miami Dolphins. I believe still looking for a tight end, and I know this is a good tight end class. How do you feel about it, and what could they be looking at potentially in the second round if they said, we need a tight end with that 51st pick?
Yeah, they're in luck because this tight end class is probably the deepest of any I've seen in my 9 years of doing college for PFF. There's just probably about nine guys that I have day one or day two grades on, which never happens. Two first rounders, which I don't think it's a valuable position that I'd go to bat taking one in the first round. But I think Michael Mayer from Notre Dame and Dalton Kincaid from Utah are two guys that I 100% would want taking the first round. But obviously they won't be there at 51 when Miami's on the board. But someone like Luke Musgrave from Morgan State might, Sam Laporta from Iowa might. Like, there are guys in this class that are highly athletic, highly productive at the collegiate level. And they can't all go in the top 50. So I think if you're the Miami Dolphins, you're in a real nice spot there at the 51st pick. I think the dream scenario is probably Sam Laporta from Iowa, but I'm hearing that he probably goes a little bit higher, maybe more realistically, like a Tucker Kraft from North Dakota State. He's another guy who's dynamic after the catch, which is, I think, you know, a prerequisite in that Miami Dolphins offense, what you want from a tight end. That's probably where I'm looking to fund them.
I guess the other part is because Mike came from the San Francisco 49ers, who have maybe the best all-around tight end in the game blocking, that He's looking for a little bit better blocking tight end. How do you feel about Washington? I know he's like 6'7", 270 pounds. How do you feel about him overall as a tight end?
Well, so he's got just a blocking tight end, right? He's not a guy that you're going to trust to win on his own.
Gotcha.
And then I think in that offense, it's not a big deal, right? You have two of the best guys who can separate, you know, one-on-one in the NFL. Probably if you're just ranking them, probably two top five guys in terms of pure separation ability. So you don't necessarily need that third option when you have two guys you can rely on to that degree when you face something like man coverage. Darnell Washington, obviously, in terms of what he can do as a run blocker, you know, be a sixth offensive lineman, is really unique in that regard. So if it's something you want in your offense, you're not going to find a better prospect in that regard than Darnell Washington.
Okay. And I want to ask you about the running back position. Although the Miami Dolphins have four of their guys back from last year under contract, I still think they're going to be looking for a young running back. What are your thoughts on the running back position?
So, again, if you mentioned the two deepest positions in this draft, if my money, cornerback, running back, tight end, those are the three strongest positions.
Wow.
And of them, I think tight end and running back are probably the two strongest. Like, they are deep positions to where the guys you can get in the fourth round in this year's class are probably guys that, like, are guys that like James Cook, who went in the second round last year. Like, there is just so much talent in this draft class. I think I had, in terms of grade-wise, I think I had 13 guys in this year's class who would have been top five running backs in last year's class, just in terms of pure projection to the NFL. So that's how deep it is. 13 guys aren't going to go, you know, in the top 100 picks in this class of the running back position. It's just not going to happen. There's just, you know, teams don't value that position that much. So if you're sitting there in the fourth round, you're probably going to get a guy who could still be a starter in your offense. So it is a great year to draft one. If I have a fourth-round pick in this year's draft class, I would love to use that on a running back.
I got to ask you about the guy that everybody loved on the defensive line from Georgia, Jalen Carter, but he's had some off-the-field issues. How much does he drop in this draft?
I don't think much.
Really?
I do think, you know, he would have been the first, you know, non-quarterback taken. I feel pretty confident about that had he not had this pre-draft process. But Will Anderson's probably going to jump him. Will Anderson's that good, the Alabama edge, to where they were close already grade-wise. But the grade difference between him, Jalen Carter, and then the next best non-quarterback being, you know, Tyree Wilson or Devin Witherspoon, whoever you wanted to be on your board, is massive. To where, as we've seen throughout the course of, you know, NFL history, teams are willing to forgive a lot of off-field issues in terms if you bring talent on the football field. So I don't think he falls past Seattle or Detroit. I think that is it still because of kind of who's there, right? It's a front office in Seattle and a head coach that has a history with players of this ilk with off-field concerns that they then bring in the fold and have no problems with. And with Detroit, like, they are the players' coaches. They are the ultimate, like, breeding system for talent right now with all former NFL players on how the game or how you basically should handle yourself at the NFL level and teaching those guys how to do it. So I think it's one of those two teams that drafts him. I don't think he falls that far.
What are your thoughts? We down here in Lamar Jackson country, as you know, he's a Broward County, South Florida guy. What are your thoughts on what ends up happening? Lamar Jackson kind of plays into this whole quarterback picture. What do you think? You think he's back in Baltimore? Just your gut?
I don't. I don't think he's back in Baltimore. I think he'd rather hold out a year than go back, put his tail between his legs and walk back to Baltimore. I think whatever happened at the end of last season, him sitting out the playoff game, was basically him, for lack of a better word, sticking the middle finger up to the organization and saying, like, you didn't give me enough money. You didn't do what I wanted here in Baltimore, and now I'm gone. So I do think that's going to be the case. The only problem is who wants a guy who's going to give that much money guaranteed to a guy who's missed as much time as he has over the past couple seasons. I just think he's in for a rude awakening after the Ravens kind of called his bluff here. So maybe he does, maybe he walks back, but I think he's willing to maybe even take like a prove it 1 year sort of deal elsewhere, because he can negotiate any contract he wants now at this point, right? It doesn't have to be a long-term deal. He can just say 1 year, $40 million or whatever with someone else, just to get in the fold, and I think that may end up being what happens with him.
Mike, just don't mention sports agent to him. That drives him nuts. He's just not a fan. Hey, it's great having you, Mike. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.